Warning, this episode includes content that some listeners may find disturbing, including explicit language, graphic horror descriptions, and intense themes. Please see the show notes for more details. Listener discretion is advised. Up to your nuts and guts.
Can't believe you caught it that.
If only you guys knew what she was laughing at right now. Welcome back, guys. We've made it to episode 4. Clara, be good. Welcome back, Clara. We're up to foot number 4.
I'm so excited. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Last week we had the lovely Abby Cadaver, who talked to us about her passion for caring for the deceased and working in a mortuary. And this week we have...
Hang on. If you're going to bring up Abby, though, I've got to talk about the butt plug thing again just one more time, because I've been talking about that all week to people.
Oh, really?
Literally. Yeah, like, because it looks like a giant fucking wall, mate. Like, it really does. So I just, that thing sort of had me like spinning out. I don't know why it's been a conversation all week.
You need to get out of the house.
But I was even in an op shop talking about it.
Your week.
I know. I was out of the house, though, talking about it. I was in an op shop and these old ladies, and I'm telling them about it.
Oh,
and I swear one of them got excited. So anyway, what are we up to next?
We have a paranormal ghost hunter who's also a cremator joining us later on. But before we get into that, Chris, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, well, like last week I had a do. Well, there's been no butt plugging, right? Just want to put it out there.
Clarification.
Yeah, clarification on that one. But it's been actually an interesting week. Like, people have been really cool, like sending me stuff. There's a lovely lady named Pauline that reached out to me the other day with a, and I'm going to show you guys what these people have been sending me, by the way.
Okay.
She reached out to me and she show and tell, definitely. It's the first bit of fur I've had in a while, put it that way. But she reached out to me and she said, we're back in the 80s.
Oh,
look, I'll just pull it out. It's easier if I just whip it out and show everybody.
Whoa,
right?
This has got a disclaimer, I'm sure.
it's all right. It comes in a bag. We're all good. Now, but Pauline was lovely. She reached out to me and said that she had a vest and she thought that I might be interested in said vest. Me personally, I'm not interested in the vest. But then I thought of Dark Moon because I've got these inbred family.
Mm.
I guess I can say that. There's an inbred family in Dark Moon, and I thought that this could be great. So this lady reaches out to me and says, I've got this vest. It's made out of fox skins. Oh. You know, do you want it? She got
so
it years
cute.
Ago. And yeah, they are. But she sent it to me, and, like, I'm never, ever going to wear this thing, guys. So I'm going to roll back to my sound.
Put it on just to hear
us. Oh, no,
us.
Fuck it. All right, I'll
Come
put it on.
Come on. You know, the rule in acting is you're not allowed to say no unless it's with Marlon Brando.
Yeah, okay, well, all right, well, here, we're going to, all right,
let's
hang
see.
On, headphones off, all right, I'm going to step off screen, you ready, you keep the audience amused, I'll be back.
Okay.
Amuse them.
Oh, gosh, the heat isn't actually, it's really hot here in Sydney, but I'm curious, I mean, I'm not a big fan of fur, and
oh,
I think,
shit, I ripped it.
Oh, my gosh, we can't take you anywhere. Chris, get back on camera. It's not like you had to take your clothes off to, oh, dear.
I ripped it and I put it on. I was like, I put it on and it ripped. I'm like the Incredible Hulk or something. But it's got like,
I mean, it's,
I need to lose my, I've got a bit of a dad bod going on, but oh shit.
Stop.
But
walking.
Anyway, that's,
what are you doing?
That, well, I wasn't trying
don't
to.
Don't you know how to wear clothes?
No, I don't. But
yeah,
anyway,
you're a t-shirt
thank you,
and Dickies kind of guy.
I am a t-shirt and Dickies. I love my Dickies.
Oh my gosh.
But thank you, Pauline. That's really cool. So I'm
that's
thinking that we'll
amazing.
Use that for Dark Moon. We'll put it in the movie, get one of the inbred family members to wear that. But then I also got from a really lovely lady out of America, Barbara Driftwood. So I put a post up on social media a while back. So, guys, if you do have any old VHSs, I'm starting to get a bit of a collection. And this lovely lady over in the US said, I've got some old VHSs if you'd like to have them. And I'm like, well, send me a list, whatever, and we'll have a look. And I couldn't believe it, guys. So I got to show you. Like, the horror fans out there, these guys are going to love them. These are all originals. Like, and one of them is really rare out of 100 copies. So
get to it,
the first
Chris.
One you sent me was the original Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, wow.
I'll get to it, Chris. Now you're fucking excited, aren't you? Rosemary's Baby. Right? The legendary Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Ugh. How cool is that? And, like, there's no mold, guys, or anything on the tapes.
Wow.
One of my favorites. You all know what this one is, Psycho.
Of course. The famous shower scene. Everyone knows that one. Even me.
Even you. Well, even we'll see one day. Well, actually, well, there's no one-liners. By the way, I got a cracker one-liner for you tonight.
Oh, really?
I spit on your grave. Great movie. Clara, have you ever seen that?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Now, this one, well, fans right now are losing their shit because you've never even heard of that.
Sorry.
But this one, I'm really...
The shock factor. Different kind of horror.
I was going to say, maybe I'm the shock factor. This one really means a lot to me because this lady sent me this VHS. I met this guy over in the US, Sid Haig. Those horror fans out there will love Sid. Rest in peace, my friend. Had a great breakfast with him one time, him and Bill Moseley in the US at Days of the Dead, I think. Mm. Anyway, I didn't even know this movie existed. It's called Hunnicutt. And it was one of Sid Haig's movies.
Mm.
And there's only 100 VHSs made. And this is number 41 of 100. And this woman, like, this thing goes for huge money on eBay.
And she sent it to you.
Out of the kindness of her heart, sent me this movie. So I'm going to put this up behind me. This is going to stay. Well, I'm going to put them all somewhere. But I want to thank Barbara very much. Like, that's really cool of her to do that. That's a very expensive VHS. That's if she didn't know it was worth that much, she does now. She's probably regretting sending it. But this lovely woman also
maybe we'll
paid,
have to like, interview the... her at some point. Maybe she's got an interesting story.
Well, she does, yeah. The story about how she gave away a fucking very expensive VHS to a clown
a
in Australia. There's a horror. So, Barbara, thank you for that. Guys, what I am going to do, though, is I'm going to put together a nice pack for Barbara. I'm going to do, like, a Charlie's figure, some Charlie's stuff, and maybe a prop from the film. I don't know. We'll do something cool and we'll ship
and
it
Ed's
off, Clara.
Book.
And we'll have to send her a copy of Ed.
Of course.
Absolutely. So that's been my week. It's kind of been, you know, getting gifts and
Where are my gifts, people?
Well,
diamonds.
Maybe we need to send her. Fuck off. All right, we'll send her a bloody spit on your grave. Yeah, why not? Yeah, you can go backwards. But one other bit of news, guys, that I've officially now have a production office for Dark Moon.
Woo.
So I agreed. We've done it. We get the keys next week. So yeah, starting January, we'll probably move into that office and
with
the producer Chrissy and everybody else, and let's make a fucking movie. On that though, that's all my bullshit for the week. Clara, what I will do is I'm going to send you a lovely vest.
Nope, not for me.
I think if I have to wear this motherfucker, you should try it on too.
Well, maybe if I'm in your movie, I'll try it on between
takes.
Oh,
fucking yeah, hint, hint. But what have you been up to as well? Like, we should find out what you've been doing.
Wait, stop anything? Tapping on the table. You're going to drive people crazy.
Oh, hang on. Was that me?
That's you.
That's me.
Pounding right, so the anyway, table. So... I've been learning some new repertoire for my solo show, and I am going back to Perth for Christmas, which is great. I haven't been back to WA in 2 years. I miss my folks, and I'm so excited I get to spend Christmas and my birthday with my family. And see some WA and hopefully catch up with some friends while I'm there. We do need to shout out and acknowledge one other person.
We do, yeah.
Do you want me to
do it?
Yes,
okay,
please.
I will. I just want to shout out. So a couple of episodes ago, Clara, our very first episode, we had Penergetic as a sponsor. And then the second episode was another one of her companies was Aquacat.
Mm-hmm.
And we received our water bottles and we didn't get a chance to use them. So we thought that, guys, we would just give them a little shout out, Aquacat. Aquacat Australia. So I think it's like, you can sort of see it there, Aquacat.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to aquacataustralia.com.au.
Surprisingly, no cats involved, which is a little disappointing for me.
No. But there's something on the bottom that says don't put objects in the bottles, but we won't go there. But guys, seriously.
You didn't even discover that. Let me take the credit.
No, you showed me.
Do not insert body parts. I mean, I find that quite an amusing
It actually says
warning.
That on the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah.
But not we sure do want to say a shout out because Without people like Aquacat Penergetic, you know, it's hard for us to do these kind of things. So a quick shout out. Thank you very much, Aquacat. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. I think that on that note, though, we can move into this episode. So
Definitely. Again,
who have we got? We got Craig Powell coming on.
We do. Yes. Paranormal, yep. Ghost Hunter and Cremator. This episode is proudly brought to you by Aquacat Australia. Aquacat technology changes the structure of the water molecule, transforming tap water into spring quality water. To purchase Aquacat SIG water bottles and their other products, head to their website, aquacataustralia.com.au.
How awesome is this, guys? I'm super excited. I haven't seen this lad. I mean, I try to see him because he's such a sexy beast, but I haven't seen him in a long time. We're finally back face to face with Clara in the middle. Craig Powell, everybody, my favorite paranormal researcher, Bigfoot hunter, you name it. This guy's done it all. Clara, you've been excited all fucking day to meet this guy. Woo. Here we are. Craig, welcome to Up to Nuts and Guts.
It's good to be here. Absolute pleasure. And, mate, it's good seeing you again.
Yeah, and of course, mate, you get to meet the beautiful Clara.
Sorry, yes, Clara, of course.
That's okay. You boys just have your man time.
The most important part. We've had some good times. We've had some good times with the big dog. So, yeah, it's good to be here.
I've heard. I'm looking forward to digging into that a little bit later on as well.
We got some crackers. But I also want to let the audience out there know that Craig, who I love, by the way, but Craig inspired the title for Dark Moon. For my next film, because I rang Craig and I knew that talking, because Craig, everybody thinks we're making a werewolf movie, mate. We're not going to make them think any different. It's a werewolf movie. We're excited. Yeah. But I actually love this guy so much, guys. His name's Craig Powell. In the script, we have one of the guys that gets fucked up. His name is Craig Stowell. Mm-hmm. All right. That's how close it is. So when you're watching the movie, guys, next year, this is Craig. This is the guy that it's inspired for. That character's inspired from. So yeah. On that note, though, Craigie, welcome to Up Your Nuts and Guts. We love to run amok. Clara normally does. Well, she's done a fantastic job with a list of questions. So she'll hit you with some stuff. Hopefully, she'll piss you off. Hopefully, she'll make you happy. There's some good stuff in there. but most importantly, man, let's just let it out there. Let's have some fun, because I've got some stuff that we spoke about a couple of years ago as well, that I'm going to talk about also throughout this, which I think will be exciting. Cool. So, Clara, as usual, babe, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Happy day. Oh,
I'm fucking excited for this one, because this man's got some fucking stories. All right.
Craig.
Bring it on.
Thanks for joining us. As a paranormal investigator, what are some of the signs and the unexplained activities that you use as evidence to determine if there is presence of a haunting?
That's a really good question. And, you know, we were just chatting about this the other day, my wife and I and some friends of ours, about how long we've actually been doing this type of research. And it's coming up to 30 years, believe it or not. So kind of giving away my age a little bit there too.
What are you, 65?
Yeah, close, mate. Thank you very much. I look all right, don't I?
You're a sexy beast. You sexy man.
Oh, boys, come on. Save it for after the show.
Yeah, I know that. I'll have to give you a call, Chris. Look, it's really hard to answer that question, because over a space of 30 years, what I first started out to discover or research or find or prove has changed drastically over the course of that time. So what I would put forward as evidence back in the day when I first started researching is totally different to what I would put forth as evidence now.
Out some of those options, though, just because I'm assuming for me it's like the cold chills or...
Yeah, like, are you saying that because of social media now, like, ghosts are a lot smarter, like they're fucking... I don't
CGI.
Get it. Like, are they not doing that? They're not doing the same thing they did 20 years ago, or...
They've evolved.
What's the go?
They pretty much are. But I've just got to say, you go from that stage of being a researcher and someone wanting to prove that this thing exists, that these types of the other side exist. You get to a point where you don't just believe it. You know it. You know it's there. So I've gone from wanting to document this type of stuff. To me now, I've got to admit, I've seen and I've heard everything that I've wanted to see in this field. And chasing after grandpa and grandma ghosts now just doesn't interest me anymore. So going back to your question, what would I look for in terms of evidence?
Mm-hmm.
In today's day and age, it's difficult because there is so much out there now that people can use to... fake images or
CGI, deep fake, all that sort of stuff. 100%.
Yeah, exactly,
but I guess
right.
There's
so
much
out there. I mean, even things just like Photoshop or, any of your video editing.
Do you think the technology, bro, has actually made it worse? Because I feel like now there's all these things that they can get on their phones and it shows the ghost moving in the background and all that sort of
Everyone
shit.
Everyone wants to be famous. And they'll make up any lie to get there.
Yeah, but if you watch, like, the original Yeah, but if you watch the original Ghost Hunters back in the day, Craig, if you remember, they didn't have all this fancy iPads. Oh, look, there's a ghost on my iPad. Mm. These guys were literally, back when you started out, bro, you go in there with the old meter reading things or whatever they were, Ouija boards, whatever people used, and you could really feel, you know, if something was happening. Today, it's all visual now, but yet we can't get a clear fucking photo of the Bigfoot, but yet we can get a ghost on our iPad in minutes.
And we've got those shows to thank for that as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So in one way, it's been awesome because it's brought forward this type of scientific research that we do. In another way, it's been a curse as well.
If it's scientific, what are some of those evidence-based things that you use?
You will never scientifically prove that there is life after death. You are never going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say it, but I've been chasing it for 30 years. I know it's there, and your body is always your best tool. It's always going to be your best tool, and you've been there with me, Chris, in the dark in some of the most haunted places in the country. And you just you don't need a gadget or a camera or a gizmo in your hand to tell you that something's going on, right? So
yeah, fucking oaf, dude.
Why do you think that some people see ghosts and others don't then?
I think we all have the ability to.
We're just too scared.
It's got a lot to do with belief. Your belief system. It's got a lot to do with not wanting to tell your stories because people think you're crazy, you know, which is how I started out in the field. People just think you're nuts.
Yeah.
What type of drugs is this guy on? You know what I mean? Or he's making it up or he just wants to tell some spooky stories. I believe we all have we all have that sixth sense.
It's just beaten out of us in school, that instinct and that creativity. Well, we're put into that cookie cutter system and then we sort of lose those unique identities that are our instincts.
In one way, you know, but we all have skills in our day-to-day lives. And some of us just, well, not me, but some people just have that skill to be able to communicate or sense the other side a lot easier or a lot clearer than someone else. And then just
when I've been in the room with Craig or, you know, other paranormal researchers and there is something happening, like something's going on, and like when we did the dark side, and we'll also talk more about that as we go along, brother, but we could be in a room, Clara, with like seven people and only two or three people might feel something and the other people are like, what's going on? Like, I don't get it. They're not feeling it. So it really does come down to, I think also, you know, your connection. You know, like if you have that ability, like Craig said, everybody's got it, but some people just, it's just not turned on anymore. Like, you know, whereas I've been in those rooms, we've been to some of the scariest places in Australia, Craig and I. And I can tell you, there's been moments where I've been in like what you would think would be, you just, you know, but felt nothing. But then I've gone to somewhere not as, you know, fucking haunted. And you're like, holy shit, man. Like you can feel, you know, and I think that spirits, if they want you to know, you'll know. I think, Craig, would be the best way. If they want you to know, you'll feel it. And not everybody gets that opportunity, Clara, I guess. And that's why people think that it's bullshit, you know, like it's a hard one.
Yeah, it really is hard. You're exactly right. Why do people see them more than others? I can't tell you that, but we definitely do.
Maybe it's their calling.
Are all capable of that. And it's just like fishing, really. I mean, you know, if you're not going to catch a fish unless you actually go out to a location where there is fish and throw a line in. Okay. So it's the same with this type of stuff.
Yeah. Hang on. Sorry, brother. Hey, the amount of times I've gone out to catch a fucking fish and haven't caught one, I suck at
this. But how many times have you gone out to caught a ghost and haven't got one either? Right?
Yeah. There's probably a ghost here right now. You
need to put yourself in that spot.
And you know what, Craig? It also is another good point. Just the amount of times that people say, go to this fishing spot. There's so many fish. You'll catch a fish. And people go there and don't catch a fish. And they go, that fishing spot's bullshit.
So there's no fish.
I went there. Everybody says there's so many fish. But I went there and never caught a fucking fish. So just because you go to the haunted house doesn't mean Casper's going to come out of the wall and go, fucking, you know. So, and you see that all the time with these tour companies in Australia, bro, where people leave reviews. I went there and there was no ghost. Motherfucker, please.
Yeah.
Just because you went, the ghost is going to go, oh, fuck. yeah, Chris and Clara here. Oh, we better appear. You know, like it doesn't work that. Right.
Look, there's been locations where we've had to go for 2 years and we've spent 2 years straight at these locations to try and study research. Yeah. And it doesn't happen overnight. And you can thank the TV shows for that because, you know, you've got 3 or 4 days of filming and running around in the dark, all condensed into 20 or 30 minutes. And people just think it's gonna happen like that. And it just doesn't.
Yeah. No. So I was reading something online. Can you tell us about your connection to the notorious George Savvas? And is it true that you believe he left a scar on your neck?
Yeah, I this is at Maitland Jail in New South Wales, just north of Newcastle. And there was a prisoner there by the name of George Savvas. He was a politician at one stage, and he got incarcerated for drugs, smuggling drugs into the country. Whilst incarcerated there, he died, and he was found hung in his jail cell. And one night when we were investigating in Maitland Jail over the many nights that we had been there, sitting in the actual location where he had hung himself, one of the members of my research team actually looked at my neck because he could see that I was actually playing with my neck because it was burning. Yeah. Like it felt hot and it started to sting. So as I'm doing this, he's shone his torch onto my neck and a giant big red welt had made its way.
Like a hickey?
Someone's got a huge mouth, if that's the case. He's got a massive mouth, but it went all the way around my neck. The amazing thing was a production company in the US actually saw that piece of evidence. It was a TV show called My Ghost Story. And they actually flew myself and a couple of us to LA to tell that particular story of George. And they were then flying back to Australia to do the B-roll footage at the jail. So they wanted us to be there. And they actually wanted me to go to that particular location where the mark, what looked like a hanging mark, had come up on my neck. And as we were there recreating it, I said what I said at the time, George, show me how you died. And again, this giant red welt just appeared on my neck. I mean, most amazing thing about that was that it was on camera twice and one for the production crew in the US. Wow. So
that footage then, was that with Chad?
No, it wasn't. This was way before that, mate. Yeah.
Could people find, like, do we know if that show is
out there?
Oh,
I think it's all over YouTube, or? Mate. If you Google My Ghost.
People should check it out,
My Ghost Story, Maitland Jail. Yeah, you'll see that. Yeah. But I remember having a conversation with those guys of the film crew, and I said, oh, you must see some really cool stuff, you know, working on a ghost show. And they said, no, we don't. In fact, I don't even really believe in it because nothing happens. Well, he was, after that big mark came
changed
up on my
tune.
Neck, yeah, he was packing up his bag and he was ready to leave. So, and that, again, that was just confirmation for me that what we had experienced the first time was the real deal, you know?
And it also, like, obviously this ghost or spirit, whatever it is, you know, felt, I don't know, like a connection with you. That's why I was doing that and, you know, fucking.
But like we've had conversations before, Chris, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's the spirit of a dead person there.
Yeah.
You know, everything is energy.
Yeah.
I'm energy. Yeah. This chair I'm sitting on is energy. You're just made up of, and you're one of the biggest energy balls that I've ever met, mate, you know. The microphone you're talking to is all energy. Everything is energy, and we're all made up of energy. And Einstein said we cannot be, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It just changes form, right?
Yeah,
so true, beautiful. Could it be the energy that we were picking up on? I'd hate to think that people, no matter how bad they were in life, are just stuck in this prison cell for eternity. You know what I mean? Like, I'd hate to think that. But could
maybe
it be
that's what hell is, though.
Well, yeah, exactly right. It could be if you believe in a heaven or a hell. But I just believe that I picked up on the energy of events or past events that did happen there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of the times we're not always dealing with spirit of the dead. One of the biggest questions I get is, Craig, what's a ghost?
And?
I don't know. Well, do you believe in ghosts? Well, tell me what a ghost is first, and I'll tell you if I believe in it or not. Because I don't, you know, Hollywood tells me that ghosts are spirit of the dead. We see it in TV shows all the time.
Yeah, right? That's right.
But after 30 years, I don't actually think that we're dealing with spirit of the dead.
And that's what I love about you, bro, that it brings a little bit more credibility to it. You're not sitting here saying ghost are real, ghost are this, ghost are that. And you're not saying that you don't believe either. Mm. But you're that's skeptical. What I love about it. And that's what I loved about, the dark side down under when we went on those road trips. It was about if nothing happened, then nothing happened. You know, there's no fakery. There's no bullshit. There's no whatever. So, you know, and it's a shame that we lost all those files. For the audience out there, something obviously fucking happened there. You know, we filmed so many different episodes of this show and the whole hard drive that I had it on Typical Indie Guy, I didn't back it up and it fucking crashed and we lost everything, like everything. It's been 2 years, or nearly 2 years, and they're still trying to save the raids so we can get all the footage back. Hopefully one day we will.
Maybe the ghosts got to it and they pulled that evidence out.
Fucking wouldn't put it, well, or the entity or fucking whatever, but something happened. What I'm more pissed off about, though, unfortunately, is I lost all my kids' photos, so hopefully I get those back because that didn't just fuck with that footage. It was on a big drive and a big tower thing. But next question, Clara, because I'll cry about that later.
Okay. I'm still crying about that. Let's move on. So Cockatoo Island, which is a short ferry ride out of Sydney CBD. Mm. Now, I believe that the government contracted you to do some paranormal research there, but what did you discover and then why did they ban you from ever going back? Because it's a convict colony, right? An old retired convict colony.
It's been many things over the years. You know, prisoners were sent out there to do hard time. It's been, a military base, a naval base. It's been a home for kids, you know, at some point in history as well.
It was an orphanage as well, wasn't it?
Exactly right. So it's got a big history. It's got a dark history as well. There were a lot of deaths out on Cockatoo Island. We were the first people that were sanctioned by the Australian government to conduct paranormal investigations, and it just so happened that they wanted us to start out on Cockatoo Island.
So what did you find and why did they ban you?
So Cockatoo Island was a place where we spent 2 years. So we more or less lived there for 2 years, you know, working our day jobs during the day, and then you catch the ferry out at night, and then you'd do the research of the night time, and then you catch the ferry back during the day, you know, and that went on for years. And we loved it. It was a home away from home. And when we actually left Cockatoo Island, it was really emotional for not just me, but for all the research crew. It actually felt like that we were leaving home, or we were being kicked out of home.
I was there only a few months ago, and it does have a really palpable energy on the island.
Oh, it does.
Like, whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's definitely an energy that's present there. There's an eeriness.
There there's that word again, energy.
Yeah.
By the way, Nikola Tesla also said, if you wanted to discover the secrets of the universe, you got to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So you can imagine my last few years of research has all been in energy, frequency, and vibration, because there is a definite connection there between that and what we're experiencing in the dark. But on Cockatoo Island, we experienced a whole array of things, from visual sightings to audible phenomena, you know, the usual cold spots and chills and all those things that you get with the haunted places.
Because you did a feature film called Sir No Faced, right? Yeah. So there were audio and visual elements of what was it that you think you saw?
So one particular night, a locked-off camera in a building that was just left to run all night captured a figure that was peeking around the corner and looking square down the barrel of the camera. And
it was video.
Yeah, it was in infrared.
And so you saw it move into frame and out of frame?
It moved into frame, and it moved back out of frame, and it looked down the barrel of the camera.
It also has a little bit of that, was it the Amityville house where Ed and Lorraine Warren, they also captured something similar, didn't they, on a camera or something?
I'll tell you.
A similar vibe, like a head or something looked around a corner or something.
I think one of the kids in the Amityville,
yeah.
But I'll tell you what's really interesting, Chris. Since then, You know, I've watched a lot of clips on YouTube about, you know, people capturing ghosts and all that sort of stuff. And some you can tell straight away are ghosts, are fake. Some have you thinking. And that's why I enjoy watching them, because it helps me with my research. It's like, yeah, I've experienced that particular phenomena before. So I enjoy watching those types of things and seeing what other people are experiencing. One thing that I see a lot of, more than anything else, are these figures peeking around from doorways.
And I what do you think that signifies?
I don't know.
That they want to come inside and have some fucking food or something. Like, hey, motherfucker, let me in.
They definitely want something, but the little creepers,
But with Sir No Face, though, like that footage, and just for the audience out there, I am going to try and, if you guys YouTube, Google it, Sir No Face footage, you'll see it. I am trying to download it to get it a clip over the top. I'm not having any luck. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but it's like it won't even let me download it. But if you search Sir No Face footage, it's easy to see. Night vision footage. Now, Craig, also, too, because some people, you know, you're always going to have the people, it's a hoax, it's this, it's that, it's whatever. But the other thing that people need to remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you actually weren't physically there when that happened. So people can't say it was you, because you weren't even
there. That was my night off.
When it captured that moment.
Yeah, that was my night off that night. So I was at home with the boys, babysitting Diesel, my youngest. He was only a little fella at the time. So, that was my night off. And my wife and the rest of the crew were out on the island. And I remember picking them up the next morning from the ferry terminal. And I asked them, I said, oh, how was the night? What happened? And they said, you know what? It was probably the quietest night we've ever had out on the island. Yeah. So reluctantly, I spent hours and hours going through the footage. I don't know why I did, because generally when they say nothing's happened, it's just like, oh, well, let's move on, you know.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I diligently went through it all, and that's when I found the footage, you know.
But I had the same thing, Craig. When I filmed in the Beechworth Jail, I filmed down there one night, and I had the drag queens. They were in a cell up the very end. It was a rapist cell. And drag queens.
Yep.
I wish I didn't lose this fucking footage, man. But anyway, they were in there. And you remember young Ty? Yes. So we had Ty did the sound stuff. My son's best friend, guys, at the time, young Ty came with us. Anyway, he was in there with the boom. They had this little Sony night vision handycam camera. That was it, nothing more. And guys, anyone that knows movie sets, stuff like that, Clara, you'll know this. When we say fucking quiet on set, we mean that's it. Everybody be quiet. Mm. They're going to do their thing. Now, you can clearly hear Chris being naughty, because I'm way up the end of the prison with these other people, and you can hear me talking, right? So I shouldn't have been talking. I should have been quiet, because they're in there filming to see if they could communicate with this rapist guy. Anyway, what happened, though, Craig, was interesting, because you say about watching footage later, etc. There's like a bit of a bang, and one of the drag queens, not everybody, reacts to it. So we talk about people, Clara, that can see them, hear them, whatever. This guy's got the boom and he couldn't hear anything, right? So he's got a boom, big boom mic. She's got this little camera and it says, "You're going to die." And then she responds and says, "Excuse me." And he says, "Fucking eat me," right? Now, she thought it was us, right? Like, well, actually, she sort of reacted and thought maybe it's just them outside having fun. We were nowhere near it. I didn't like you, Craig, I had no idea what had happened, right? I was going through the footage and I remember calling Chrissy going, "Fucking come here, you're not going to believe it."
Yeah.
This little cheap Sony camera. So even the microphone, the boom, did not capture it. So if it was us, it would have been captured on all the sound equipment. It was only through this cheap little fucking camera, right? And when you play it back, and I actually hopefully can find that, and maybe I can play it for you guys. I'll do my best to find it. You can clearly hear this thing. "You're going to die. Fucking eat me." But nobody else in the building heard it. Nobody fucking heard it.
Eat me.
Was that?
So yeah, bro, I believe like these things happen, and if we don't check the footage sometimes and look through it, we would have missed so much magic.
Yeah.
But why was it, why did Sir No Face, and Clara, this is probably a question you're gonna ask anyway, Dylan, but why did that become such a thing where the government just got butthurt and went, "Don't ever go back. We don't want that." What happened? Like, they sent you there to prove it. You fucking prove it. And then they get all butthurt. What happened there?
Yeah. It's a huge and it's a long story, but I'm looking back on it
now.
Try and
make it short.
Give me the short version.
I'm not actually sure that they wanted us to go out there and prove anything existed. I'm pretty sure that they were expecting us to go out there and go, you know what, it's just creepy, it's old, and, you know, they've got a book this thick, literally, it's this thick of ex-employees and naval workers and security guards out on just with all their experiences, the ghost book. It's huge. I really think that they expected us to go, yeah, we didn't find anything, there's nothing here. We had government officials join us on investigations out on Cockatoo Island from all different departments within the government.
Did they come from Area 51 or something? Because we've got one of them in Australia too.
We do.
Clara. Yeah, there's a whole place. Yeah, we do.
Look, mate,
let's do an episode on that.
That's another podcast.
I'm not sure. You know, that we were being told the truth a lot of the time by these people as well about exactly what.
No
it is,
surprise there.
Where they were from and what they were doing, but it was very uncomfortable because we were it was like us as the investigators were being investigated, if you know what I mean.
Like they're testing you and they wanted you to fail.
I
think they wanted you to succeed, they just didn't want it to become public. I think that I mean they've got tours on there now for ghost tours, but
they do.
Yet they don't market the real shit that
it's
happened.
Never
they're
mentioned
just like some.
I've got
to
make
it's not
note.
Like a
Never.
Crime happened when you were investigating. It's not like the ghost killed you and it's a dangerous place for people to visit. And that you know that then.
Well, hang
liable.
On. How do we know? He's not a ghost right now. We're just talking to a ghost. Maybe you're literally seeing dead people for the first time.
Bruce Willis. Yeah. Oh,
you never know, mate. See that, and that's all part of the research, Chris. That's what I want to find out. You know.
Absolutely, bro.
Looking back on it now, super weird what they were doing and why they were there. But they were sharing the experiences with us. The government officials were having the exact same experiences we were having. They were seeing the phenomena that we were capturing on our video cameras and our audio devices, and they were there. My plan was never to release any of that footage. All of that was just going to be for them because they wanted to, you know, make some more money for the island by starting ghost tours and camping there and all that type of stuff, you know.
Did they own the footage because they were requesting the investigation or?
No, the footage was mine. It always was mine. But the plan was never to release it to the public, you know. That's one thing. Chris will test. That's me. Yeah. Like, it's just.
Yeah, that is you.
You know, it's not about fame and fortune for me or anything like that. It's just it's all about the research, and it's always been about the research.
Some people think that you maybe pulled off the biggest hoax in history, or maybe you did discover something real. What would you say to prove that it exists?
I
don't think there's anything you can say, is it?
Yeah, I'll be honest and straight out. I don't care whether you fucking believe me or not. I don't. I fucking don't. Yeah. I really don't.
I can see why you and Chris are friends.
The paranormal.
No BS.
It's such a personal thing. It's such a personal thing. And my wife and I, we've stood up in front of the Skeptic Society of New South Wales in front of hundreds of skeptics and spoken about our research.
There's a society for the skeptics?
Yes, the Skeptic Society. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. All
there's
these,
a society for everything these
that's
days.
Fucking
all these skeptical
wild.
People will get together and discuss that type of stuff. And, you know.
I could just imagine how that goes down. All these people just
probably
bitching.
One
this
of the most
real
uncomfortable book. Things I've ever done in my life. Yeah. But, and I've probably
we
told
you
this.
Should get a hidden
too,
camera
Chris.
In there. That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. After we spoke. We would have had in a room of about 100 people, there would have been five or six people come up to us afterwards and say, I don't believe in any of that stuff, or I don't agree with the research you're doing. But there was this one time when I saw this. Oh, yeah. There was this one time where I heard this and I couldn't figure it out. You know, everyone's got a ghost story. Everyone,
inexplicable.
Everyone has a ghost story. And if you don't have it, you know someone
that
does.
And we always try and put it down to justifying it as something else. Like, oh, that would just be the neighbor, or that would be the tree squeaking outside. Yeah. Like you try and make yourself.
The pipes in the house banging at night or whatever.
And that's why
I said. It doesn't matter. Like,
sorry, Chris. That's why I said my research has come so far over 30 years, where when I first started, it was about, yeah, I'm going to prove that this stuff exists. Going to show the world that ghosts exist. Where now, it's all the research is for my beliefs and
rather than trying to fight to prove something.
It's for me. It's all for me. I want to know this, because you could have the clearest footage in the world, and people will still not believe you. You know, and it's like,
oh mate, it's like right now, bro. This, I'm holding my book, people. This is a book, but there'll be somebody out there that says that's not real. It's he's CGI'd that, whatever. It's all these days, unfortunately, because there is a lot of fake shit going on with these ghost hunters, and there is a lot of it. You see them on YouTube, the amount of people that get called out now, but they're fucking it up for everybody though. They're literally making it hard. Yeah. And look, it's easy to fucking create a big giant footprint in the mud and then say you saw a Yowie's footprint. Unfortunately now, the genuine real cases, the people have actually seen something or whatever, they put it out there, it's fake.
And that's why people no longer come forward, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't.
And like
they,
you were saying before, the footage is either captured on a potato phone and you can't tell what it is, or it's really clear, and then the answer to that is, oh, well, that's so clear, CGI. It must be fake.
Mm.
Yeah, correct.
You can't win, and you're never going to win.
No, you can't.
Because, Chris, you've been on the road with Craig and you guys have had some horrifying experiences. Did you guys want to share some of those? Was the fact you guys were out together?
Yeah, well, you know, he just didn't want to share the bed, and I'm just not happy about it. And
it was a little bed.
Top and tail.
It was a little bed, and you're a big boy.
Oh, thanks, mate.
But no, we actually did go to quite a few places and have a lot of fucking fun. The audience right now is like, what the fuck? There was no paranormal research that night.
Oh my god.
No, look.
Well,
I've had
where
the
Where is it?
We went down the dark hole.
Something's poking me.
Okay.
Focus, mother. Why am I the one trying to focus right now? It's normally me fucking shit up. It's you two. All right.
I saw a great opportunity and I ran with it.
You did run with it.
Go back.
But that's what it was like when we were on the road. We always had fun. We didn't take it serious. But when it was time to be serious, things happened. Or if they didn't happen, it didn't happen. And I remember we've been to a couple of great places together. One was Mayday Hills Asylum. That was interesting. And I do actually have something to talk to Craig about on that one. But before we talk about that, we went to a place, guys, if you've never heard of it, the listeners out there, it's called Monte Cristo, which is one of Australia's most haunted, if not Australia's most haunted, you know, homestead, house, whatever you want to call it. And we did filming there a couple of times. I think we filmed there one time, then we went back and did another one in the back section. And I have to admit, guys, that there's not much that takes a piss out of me. Like, I'm pretty good with most shit. But sleeping out there that night was probably one of the most uncomfortable things because, well, Craig had to have his own bed. But the fact, though, before we went to bed that night, we were filming in a back room, and this place is fucking scary in its own right. Now, people will always say that, it was a setup, it was this, it was that, it was whatever. But, Craig, I don't know if you remember, we were all in the room, in the back room there, we were filming. And we were getting a lot of action. Now, guys, some of it can be explained away. Craig has not once sat here and said everything is fucking ghosts. And we're not trying to say that. But when everybody's in the room together, we're all in fucking one room, and the fucking chair next door gets thrown across the fucking room, nobody's out there, guys. If it was fake, I'd tell you somebody
fishing
did that.
Fishing wire?
Right? But,
a rig?
Well, but the thing is that I would like to say we did that, but we didn't do it that night. And what makes it exciting? Well, not that night. We didn't do fishing wire at all. What I'm saying is, though, that night we didn't do the fishing wire. No, what I'm saying is, though, that stop
giving away.
Zach Baggins is over there right now going, shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
We're going to be beeping a lot of this episode.
I'm not beeping any of it. But when we opened that door that night and saw what we saw, dude, that was legit. I'll give it that. Yeah. Something moved that chair. There was nobody else there. We were all in the one room, so it physically couldn't have been any of us.
But again, so that's a personal thing that we all had that we'll never be able to explain to anyone else unless they were there. And all that does for us is kind of prove a little bit that there is something strange going on. Because we the two of us, ran out of that door to have a look, and it was virtually impossible for anyone to be where that chair was, throw it, and run to somewhere else where they could hide, because that was a massive ball.
Physically impossible.
That was a big...
And I will say, guys, that Craig actually did drop a nugget that night. He did shit himself. I saw his face. He's like, what the fuck just happened? Wow. It was legit. Like, you know, when... I direct actors all the time, guys. I you know, and look, I know I'm an indie film director, but I can always tell when someone's shit at being shocked. All right. And that was fucking legit. Clara, be shocked. Okay, don't be shocked. So guys, that night, I mean, I also went live on Facebook that night, and we made a plastic skeleton that was moving by itself, but that's a whole nother one. Mm. Guys, there's one more I'd like to talk about, Craig. We were at Mayday Hills Asylum. I think that's what it's called, Mayday Hills. Yeah, Beechworth there. And this was a really interesting night because there was a tour happening. We jumped on the end of a tour. I think a lot of people came to I think we might have played one of my movies that night. I can't remember. But anyway, we were
just
there.
Really quickly, when you go back over this, just check that because there was a definite breath in my right ear. So just listen for that in the audio when you say
right,
for it
I
just
will.
Then.
Clara likes to do breaths in my ear too when we're talking as well. She's just weird. She's like, yeah, she's like, fuck off. But I will totally play that back. Remember that moment. Now, but we were there. We were on a tour. There was probably 20 people, I reckon, this night. And I don't remember what it's called, Craig, but the guy was sitting up the end of the hallway. We're in the bullpen or the bullpit or whatever it's called. The bullpit. Which, guys, for you out there, if you ever get to go to Mayday Hills, check out Jeff, Dawn. Fucking love those guys. But that place is fucked up, man. Some of these rooms, you get in there. And look, it could just be our mind fucking with us because we're in a haunted asylum. But what happened this night, guys, has got – I was there the other weekend playing The Possessed, and people still came up, remember this night. Oh, so we were there. There was a guy sitting up the end, and he had headphones on, and they do something where – like a spirit box thing, and the guy – they ask questions. So he can't hear them because there's like all this noise happening. We're like 30 meters away down the hallway. There's nobody up the end. Now, the guy sat down. This is what I remember. The guy sat down. He had a hat on. He took his hat off. He put it on the floor, right? He put the headphones on. Headphones went on. And then they play this noise. He can't hear anything. Mm. I could sit up there and say, you're a fucking dickhead. He couldn't hear it, right? But the paranormal people were up the other end of the hallway, and they would ask questions, and then he would answer.
Oh.
They would ask questions of the ghost, and he would say what he could hear. Right. So, is there anybody here? And they go, "Oh, yeah, what?" And he this. So it was really cool, but that's not the cool thing, Clara, that happened. So we're all up the fucking end. We're standing there, and out of nowhere, this motherfucker's hat falls from the ceiling and lands in the middle of everybody.
20
what hat? What hat?
In 20? Yeah, his hat.
What was the hat doing
that he was
on the
wearing,
ceiling?
She wasn't listening to me, guys, at the start. Sorry. Fucking Clara. He took his hat off, put his hat down on the floor, put the headphones on.
Yeah, how did it get in the ceiling?
That's what we're trying to work out. Nobody to this day knows. So people have said that.
I was listening. It just didn't make sense.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's paranormal, right? So people are saying that did Chris and Craig grab the hat and fucking bring it back secretly and just throw it in the air and it landed on the floor? I certainly didn't grab no fucking hat. I ain't got time to go up and grab some guy's hat. But I was there the other week, Craig, and people were saying to me, do you remember that night? Like, that was fucking freaky. What's your thoughts, dude? How the fuck did this old mate's hat, because I saw him put it on the ground, but when you're obviously focused on what's happening and all these paranormal things, you don't focus on a hat.
No.
But then out of nowhere, it falls from the ceiling. No. So what's your thoughts on that? And for the audience out there, this was really fucked up. Like, you had to be there to witness this. It was crazy.
My thoughts are that I know for a fact, because it's really interesting how our dynamic worked, Chris, a lot of the time, especially when we were filming the ghost stuff, because I know you were very aware not only of the work that you were doing, but you were very aware of what other people were doing. And a lot of what I do on investigations as well, especially when the public are involved, is I will stand back and I'll watch, all right? Because not only because to catch someone out if they're trying to fake things, but I also like to watch people's reactions. If they start to have a reaction to something that's going on, I like to be able to see that and be able to react to that as well. So I know where I was standing at the back of that group, Yeah, we're watching what was going on. I didn't even know where his hat had gone. And when the hat had landed on the floor, I didn't even realize it was his hat. And to tell you the truth, I honestly thought someone had just knocked their hat off. And then when I heard the commotion, I thought, oh, maybe someone's had the hat knocked off their head. Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool in itself, but it could be explained by a lot of things. But when you're talking about actual physical object dematerializing from a certain area and then rematerializing in a totally different section in front of 20 bystanders, if someone had faked that night, guarantee one of the 20 plus the 10 or however we had in the crew would know that that was fake. If you faked that, you've done a freaking good job at doing it.
And also, too, just for the audience, we were filming that night, but here's the thing. We weren't filming the crowd. So for us to just want to fake a hat dropping down, we would have caught it on camera.
Right.
We didn't because all the cameras were facing forward. And there was even a camera on the guy, but because I've lost the footage, I've never looked to see if somebody, you know, if the hat fell or something happened. You know, I've never looked to see that. So, who knows? But
I remember it well, mate.
That's something that happened at Mayday Hill. So, guys, if you ever get a chance to go there, that place is fun.
And again,
all right, Clara,
for me, the research now would be to go back there and try that again because, you know, when you try to replicate that, that's when you start looking into, you know, the realm of actual science to be able to replicate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which we haven't been able to do anywhere except on Cockatoo Island.
How obedient are ghosts? Yeah. That will be the question. So, Craig, tell us about the men in black who you believe are watching you.
I let it slip, bro, so you're going to have to give
I don't even know what this means. He was telling me about it. I'm like, well, that sounds interesting.
She had no idea. I said, ask him about the men in black.
Men in black.
It's not fucking Will Smith.
Yeah. Oh, I wish it was. I wish it was Will that came to the door and just slapped me and then ran off again. But, again, it's part of the cockatoo.
Someone slapped you?
No. You know how Will Smith slapped.
Anyway. Okay.
Keep the men in black out your motherfucking mouth.
Exactly right. So it's all linked to Cockatoo Island.
Is there a
going back synopsis? To why we were asked to leave Cockatoo Island is I think because a filmmaker friend of mine in the US, Chad Kalik, who was known as the American Ghost Hunter, a good buddy of mine, saw the footage and asked if he could make a documentary on it. Unbeknownst to me, he was trying to catch me out at the time, and halfway through filming, he did.
That's right. He was, weren't they? They were trying to make out that he was a hoax.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
Halfway through it, he said to me in the middle of a park in Sydney, he said, if I find out that you faked this, he said, I will tell the world. And I said, mate, give me your best shot. You know, go for it. Go hard. Yeah. So he took that footage to Hollywood and he got all of those special effects guys to have a look at it, CGI guys to have a look at it. And none of them, not one of them could debunk it. In fact, they said not only is it real, this is a guy that I can't remember his name, but the guy that made Transformers and Iron Man and all that type of stuff. Not only did he say that footage is legit, but he actually says that whatever it is in that footage is not human because it does not move like a human.
Again, guys, Sir No Face footage, check it out on YouTube. Again, I'll try and put it up here, but it's easy if you just go to YouTube, guys, and just Sir No Face footage.
Yeah.
So you think that's the reason why, though, after Chad sort of got it out there and said, hey, this is legit, like because he realised that, this is real.
What I would do is once every couple of weeks I would have a meeting with the with some government officials who were running the island at the time, and I would show them any evidence that we had captured during our time there, whether it be audio files or EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, or any strange photos that we thought were a bit weird, or any video footage. As soon as I'd showed them the video footage of what we call Sir No Face, our time on Cockatoo Island came to an end.
Wow.
It was hats, coats, out the door. Thanks for your time. Yeah, I do owe you $16,000. We'll sort that out later, which we never did.
Chilling.
But that was how desperate they were to get us off. Fuck that was how desperate they were. So when Chad came to me and said, let's make this movie, it's like, oh, it's my footage. All right,
all gloves are off.
let's show the world. Yeah. When he made the film, we actually toured the US in 2016. And we did, I don't know, 25, 30 cities, and we showed the film. And on one particular night, I think it was in San Diego, a guy put up his hand in the crowd and he says, "I know what that is." And I'm thinking, all right, here we go. Another crackpot telling me that I've faked this or done this or whatever, right? He's gone, no, because I've seen it myself. He's gone, "That's not a ghost. That's an alien." And
it looks like a fucking alien, dude.
I was drinking a bottle of water at the time and I nearly spat it out because I thought it was the most hilarious thing I'd heard in my life, right? What the hell's an alien doing in the middle of a haunted house? Like, come on, dude, seriously.
But I've seen
like
the footage. I know what you mean. Like an alien? It does look similar to what they how they present aliens as well. So
Grace. Just so happened. Yeah.
And we're throwing the Men in Black.
Every city we went to, people would come up to us and go, "I don't think that's a ghost. I think that's you've actually caught an alien." And this was after the Sir No Face movie had come out. So we started researching that, and we were both getting emails from all types of UFO researchers all over the country about, you know, and the states about what this thing actually was. So we started delving into it, and it started off as a bit of a joke, Chad and I. Could this ghost actually be an alien? And by the end of our research, it probably could be an alien. Mm. And that's when I started having visitors rock up to my door. That's when my wife was getting followed. My kids would see people just watching the house. Chad was having the same experiences over in LA. We had neighbours. We lived in a townhouse at the time in Western Sydney.
Yeah, but Chad was probably better because he would have had Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. You got the Aussie versions, mate. All right?
That's right.
You got the low-budget indie Aussie versions.
He was
doing good. He's like, "Yeah, I got fucking Tommy Lee Jones at the front of the phone."
If he had Richard Roxburgh or somebody, that would be cool.
That's right.
That would be amazing. He could knock on my door.
We had neighbours next to us in a townhouse that just up and left.
You see how good I was there, Clara? I just shut the fuck up.
I love him and Rake. I think he's brilliant.
I can be good. Yeah, but he's not a Men in Black. No, Craig, keep going. Sorry, She's now fantasising about some other bullshit.
We lived in a townhouse in Western Sydney at the time. We had neighbours that lived next door to us who we were quite friendly with. And one night they were there. The next morning they'd gone. They'd moved out in the middle of the night and had just disappeared. And over the next 3 months, we'd figured out that thought it was kind of weird that no one had moved in. There was no for lease signs or anything on this particular house. And late one night when I went to the bathroom, I actually saw someone moving around in that house. And that kind of got my suspicions up. My boys were telling me that strange things were happening. And the neighbour on the other side next to me one night when we were taking our bins out, he actually said to me, "Hey, Craig, I don't believe in what you do." He's gone, "But I swear to God, that house next door to you is haunted because I'm hearing weird shit going on in there."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One night I received footage on my phone, on my iPhone, that just appeared as in a message. And as I opened it up and had a look, it was a video of me and my wife sitting in our lounge room just watching the TV. And, of course, that freaks you out. And you think, what the hell? Who the hell's outside take? And then when you look at it and you figure out where it was actually taken from, it was taken from the house next door. Inside. Yeah, on the second on the second level. Wow. I had two men come to my door on two occasions.
In black suits?
No, they weren't. They weren't actually in black suits. They were dressed well, and they had they had smiles on their faces.
So they were happy motherfuckers. Yeah, all right,
and
cool.
And it would have looked like, from a distance, if you were watching the conversation I was having with these gentlemen, that we were having the friendliest of chit-chats. But they actually told me there and then that I was to stop the research that I was doing with Chad. Then the threats started happening about things would be found on my computer, files would be found, things that I had would go miss this and that, and all the threats started, which was scary. I had young kids, right? I just You know, I had boys at home, and it was terrifying. Our cat was killed. It ended up with this rare blood type disease, kind of like a blood poisoning. Perfectly healthy.
Could that have just been a coincidence?
There's no such thing, mate. I tell you what, there's no such thing. It's just like how all my footage has gone missing and all your footage has gone missing.
There's someone's dirty. Someone really wanted that.
There's synchronicity. And every person that I've been involved with, mate, can probably share the same types of stories with you.
Yeah.
My emails got taken down. My website with all my footage and evidence got taken down. I lost my YouTube. Can no longer get onto the YouTube page that I had. My social media is still there, but I cannot access it anymore. I pretty much lost everything.
All over a little green fucking man.
This next section we like to call the King's Questions.
All right, Craigo, question number one. Which person, not Chris' son, would you trade places with for a day?
Elon Musk.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
What is your guilty pleasure?
To be honest with you, my guilty pleasure would be kicking back after a long day and watching some spooky movies.
What's the best compliment you've ever had?
You're not as weird as I thought you were going to be.
Okay.
What is the worst piece of advice you've ever received?
The worst piece of advice I think I would have to, I've probably received in my life, looking back on it now, is work hard, do as much overtime as you can, and save all your pennies. Because
rather than living.
Mm. Yeah, and doing what I do every day, and facing your mortality, it's not about that at all.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. What is something you wish you were better at?
I wish I was better with spending more time with my family, mate. You know what I mean? You know.
That hits hard.
I wish I was better at that, you know. I feel like I've missed out on so much over the years, but, you know, it's never too late, is it? So, you know, I'm making that's up true. For that now.
Yeah.
And what never absolutely fails brother. To make you laugh?
Chris, yeah. But it's true. You know what? My youngest boy, well, both of my boys, Rocco and Diesel, I don't know where they get their sense of humor from. It definitely wasn't from me, but they constantly have me laughing, and their sense of humor is, it's just something. You know what? That's what I wish I was better at, having a better sense of humor like my boys, because they're hilarious.
Story time, where our guest does a reading from Ed by Chris Sun.
Larry, tired of listening to Philip's desperate plea, stood from his desk and began to pack his belongings. He methodically put everything in his briefcase, tucked his business cards into the top drawer of his desk, and collected his car keys. He walked right by Philip, who was still standing at the glass window, lost in a haze of lust and wonder. It's not rocket science, Phil. It's selling cars. It's not that hard. The door closed in Philip's face, finally breaking him out of his shameless fantasies. And when he realized that Larry was leaving, he fumbled for the door handle and followed his friend outside. Larry had already thrown his briefcase on the passenger seat of his sleek, black, 2014 SLK Mercedes-Benz sports car, and he was sitting in the front, and he was sitting in front of the wheel. He knew Philip wanted something. He could tell by the way he reluctantly lingered at his door as he pulled it shut. Glancing out the glass, he took pity on Philip's pathetic, lost puppy act. "What?" Larry asked rather gruffly. Philip gestured for him to wind down his window, and Larry reluctantly complied. "Any plans tonight?" Philip asked. "Not really, just watching a show." At this news, Philip's eyes lit up with excitement. "Like a movie? Can I come?" Larry started his car and put it into gear before looking directly into his friend's clueless eyes. "I'm not going to the movies, Phil," he drawled rather sarcastically. The car was already inching forward when Philip called out, What are you watching then? Larry didn't reply, and Philip was quick to shake off his friend's obvious dismissal. With a casual shrug, he headed back into the office.
Well done, bro. All right. A little bit of excitement in that one. I can't wait to hear where Larry's going, because, all right, well, I already know, but he ain't going to watch it. Okay. Next week. Craigie, well done, legend. That mate, it's been awesome catching up with you again.
You too,
like,
mate.
You know, I miss when we did travel around. It was good fun, and we will definitely do it again for sure. And I'm honoured to have inspired a character in Dark Moon on you, brother, because you do mean a lot to me. You've always been supportive of me. And I wish you and the family nothing.
We're
but
all exceptionally
love.
Proud of you, mate. So you know, keep doing what you do because we're your biggest fans. So.
I appreciate that, brother. And, you know, now coming on the podcast is just another chapter for us. And you know, with Clara and myself, Clara brings a really cool vibe to this whole thing, which is great. And so on that note, man, I want to thank you very much. Clara, is there anything else you want to say to Craigie?
Yeah, thanks so much, Craig. It's
You're welcome, Clara.
To
no worries
today.
At all.
I hope you stay safe and we look forward to hearing more of your exciting ventures and discoveries in the near future.
No worries. Thank you so much.
And if Tommy Lee and Will Smith come and knock them, we need to know about
mate,
that
I've
as
got
well.
One. I've got the only thing I'm going to ask you, Chris, just one last thing I'm going to ask of you.
Yeah.
If I'm going to die in your movie, make me die like a man, good. Mate, right? I want to die hard.
Bro, if I want to die
Bruce
hard
Willis
too, but apparently
reference.
That's not going to happen if you ask the fucking mortician.
This interview is proudly brought to you by Goetia Horror Clothing. Goetia awakens the power of the inner self. Summon it.
Holy shit, man. How good was that? How good was Craig? What's your thoughts? I've got so many questions right now, but what's your thoughts?
It was great. I mean, I love chatting to him. All of our guests have been phenomenally dynamic and interesting. And it actually made me think of a quote from Shakespeare that
oh God, here we go. Yep.
There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. It's a quote from Hamlet. And I think, you know, delving into that world of ghosts and paranormal, it made me think of that line. But yeah, very interesting. He had lots to share, some crazy
Craig experiences. Is a phenomenal human being. He's a great guy. He's copped a lot of shit over the years. As I said, people think that, you know, with the hat that, you know, somehow Craig miraculously grabbed the hat and threw it in the air or different things. And I'm here to tell you, it's so when you're at these places and all the shit's happening, it's fucking hard to, you know, it's weird shit. Mm. So I believe
Go
him. I believe that, you
see
know,
if he can, I don't know, film it,
recreate it, like stick a hat up the end and see what happens. Maybe we should do that one night. go back to Mayday Hills and yeah, you're fucking doing it. If I'm going back, you're going back.
You want footage of me screaming.
That's fucking great for the podcast, but it was awesome to have him here. I love the guy to death. And as I said, he inspired a character in my script. The Dark Moon title came from him. Actually the Dark Moon, but I spoke to him about Dark Moon.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this podcast, Clara, is we can literally just get all these different people
and
shoot the shit and have fun along the way. But no, it was a fun time. I enjoyed it, you know, but last week, I'm getting a bit frustrated because last week when we did the one-liner, you gave it away to everybody. I've been thinking about this all day.
Oh,
you're like,
is that
is
why
this
you're cranky?
Hannibal? Is this Silence of the Lambs? Yeah, this is why I'm cranky. No, I'm actually hungry. I'm hangry.
I have to
but,
be able to
which
play
is even worse.
Game once.
All right,
you should be
so
proud that I
do not. If,
I have
if you
not.
Know who this is,
I'll probably have
do
no
not
idea.
Tell them.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you have no idea. But, guys, I think I've made it hard this week. I actually do think I've made it hard. But, yes, last week was Silence of the Lambs or it was Hannibal.
Ooh,
you know,
I got it.
Hannibal the Cannibal. Yeah, you got it. This week, though, you're not going to get it. I can tell you it's a movie that was made in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Okay,
well, I love
so it's
the
a 90s. 1990s movie.
Yeah,
okay, good. All right,
great
good. Good.
Movies.
What else can I tell you? You know what? I'm not going to tell you much at all. No, fuck it, because last time you is it Hannibal? So what I'm going to tell you, though, is you're a man.
Again?
I better give you the line. Hang on. I better tell you what
give
the line
me the
is.
Line. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the line. And guys out there, come on. I love that you guys are commenting and leaving comments if you know what it is.
Yeah, some commenting on the YouTube. People watch the YouTube videos. Because you get so many more facets of the podcast. Anyway, give me
absolutely.
The line.
Absolutely. So, all right, the line is movies don't create psychos, Mm-hmm. Movies make psychos more creative.
That's a line from movies a movie?
Movies don't create... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you're a dude, we'll say late teens, early 20s, right? You're fucking crazy, man. You've got to, this one, you've got to be really fucking excited and crazy, all right? You can't be calm. You can't, you got to be fucking yeah, right? Look, I'm getting fucked, guys. I'm fucking, today. Oh, this is fucking directing 101 right now. Oh, my God. All right. You are covered in blood.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, the horror fans out there right now are going, fucking boom, I've got it. I know I what this movie no is. I have no idea. All right. Even better. So, you're a dude. Early 20s, let's say early 20s, doesn't matter. 1996, that's the 90s. You're fucking crazy, so you have to be crazy and loud, all right?
Sorry, neighbors.
And you're covered in blood, so something's happened. Is it your blood? I don't know. All right, are you ready?
No.
She only gets one take at this now, guys. I'm no longer going to do two. She gets one go at it. Crazy, loud, male, 20s, covered in blood, all right? Maybe you've just killed somebody. Who knows, all right? Oh, fucking excited. All right, here we go. In 3, 2, action.
Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Oh, my fucking God. Look, she's even looking at me. She's going to fuck me up.
I was like, I can't look at the camera until the end because I need to look at the line.
You were looking at me like you were going to fuck my shit up right then. You're like, fuck you, motherfucker.
I have no idea what this is.
That was great. That was great.
It's really
guys.
Just trying to audition for a part every single week. And every single week I get like this hot sweats going, oh God, I'm going to stop it.
That was good. That was really, really good considering you have no idea.
I have no idea.
Which you will next week. You're going to be
will
like,
I actually
oh,
know this, do you think?
I think you will.
Okay.
I think you know the movie. Well, you definitely know the movie. You know this movie 100%. Now that she's done it, guys.
I want to make a guess now. But no. I'm not because I don't want to spoil it. But I mean, it's unlikely I would have seen it anyway. But
yeah, well, for the fans out there, those that are still wondering, so try not to Google. But if you do, whatever. But it is a franchise, very famous franchise.
Oh, then, no, I have no idea.
And
don't know franchise.
And I think you did very, very well. I think you're a little bit aggressive towards me, but I think you did okay.
I'm looking at the camera.
Right.
I should have looked off camera.
You're looking right at us. All the people right now that are watching this on YouTube going, that bitch is fucking crazy. Sorry. She's going to fuck me up. You know, that was great. That was good. That's, oh my God, here we go. Oh no, that was really good. Well done. I think that's your best one yet. All right. On that note, is there anything else you need to talk about?
Nope. I think it's ready to sign off unless there's something else you need to add.
No, I think I've talked enough. As usual, I just seem to waffle shit.
That's
so
true. Well, you know. Everybody, tune in next week for another exciting guest. Thank you for listening to Up to Nuts and Guts with Chris Sun, and I'm Clara Helms.
Legends, guys. We love you. See you next week.
Bye.